1 Samuel chapter 2. Hannah prayed. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My strength is increased in the Lord. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I rejoice in your deliverance. No one is as holy as the Lord, for there is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Stop talking so proudly. Let no arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is God who knows, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but those who frailly stumble are clothed with strength. They who are full have sold themselves for food, and those who were starved are no longer hungry. The woman who is barren gives birth to 7, while she who has many children wastes away. The Lord kills and gives life. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord makes some poor and makes others rich. He humbles some and others he exalts. He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts up the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and to inherit the throne of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. He has set the world on them. He will protect the feet of his holy ones, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness, for no one will succeed by mere strength. They who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder from heaven against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and increase the strength of his anointed one. Then Elkanah went home to Ramah. The boy ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. The sons of Eli were wicked scoundrels. They had no respect for the Lord. Now it was the custom of priests with the people that whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant came with a 3-pronged fork in his hand while the meat was still boiling. He would stick it into the pan, kettle, cauldron, or pot, and whatever the fork brought up, the priest would take for himself. This is what they did to all the Israelites who came to Shiloh. Even before they burned the fat, the priest's servant would come and say to the one who sacrificed, "Give meat for the priest to roast, for he will not accept your boiled meat, but only raw." If the person said to him, "Let them burn the fat first, and then take as much as you want," then they would say, "No, but give it to me right now, and if not, I will take it away by force." The sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for they were treating the offering of the Lord with contempt. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, a boy dressed in a linen priestly ephod. Each year his mother made him a little robe and brought it to him when she came up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. Then Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, "May the Lord give you children by this woman for the gift she has given to the Lord." Then they returned home. The Lord visited Hannah, and she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. So the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Now Eli was very old. He heard everything that his sons did to all Israel, and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting. He questioned them, "Why are you doing such things? For I hear about your evil dealings from all these people. No, my sons, it is not a good report that I hear circulating among the Lord's people. If someone sins against another person, God may mediate for him. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him?" But they refused to listen to their father, because the Lord had already decided to put them to death. But the boy Samuel grew up and increased in favor with both the Lord and with people. A man of God came to Eli and told him, "This is what the Lord says. Didn't I clearly reveal myself to your forefathers' house when they were slaves in Pharaoh's house in Egypt? I chose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to approach my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me. I gave to your father's house all the offerings the Israelites made by fire. Why, then, are you scorning my sacrifice and offering that I commanded for my dwelling place, by honoring your sons more than me, by making yourselves fat with the best parts of all the offerings of my people Israel? Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, may it never be, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me will themselves be despised. Look, the time is coming when I will cut off your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man left in your house. You will look on with distress in my dwelling place as prosperity is poured out on Israel, yet no one in your house will live to an old age forever. The only descendant of yours that I will not cut off from my altar will be spared, so that you may cry your eyes out and grieve your heart. All the descendants of your house will die by the hands of men. This will be a sign to you that will come on your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. Both of them will die on the same day. But I will raise up for myself a faithful priest that will do according to what is in my heart and soul. I will build a sure house for him, and he will walk before my anointed one forever. Then everyone who is left from your house will come and bow down before him for a piece of silver or a loaf of bread, and will beg, please let me serve as a priest so that I may eat a piece of bread.